Oh, why? Okay, let's start with Rav Kahana's question, okay? One more time. So I'll read the Gemara just to go through quickly. So Rav Kahana comes along and says, one second, this whole business we've been talking about stuff after the Korban Tamid Ben Arbayim, we're wrong, because the Torah says, Lo Yalin Chelev Chagiyat Boker, okay? So you can't leave the fats of the festival sacrifice, yeah, the festival sacrifice until morning. What does that mean? Ad HaBoker Hu D'Lo Yalin. So it can't be morning time, right? But Kol HaLaila Kula Yalin. But it can do what? I could put the Imurim on the Mizbeach at night. That's not a problem. Mm-hmm. It's just that by morning time, they got to be gone. But one second. But isn't that, doesn't it say, Victor Le'acha Ve'ashlamim, Aleha Hashlem, Kol Gabonis Kulan? But isn't that a violation of that principle? Does anyone understand that question? So what's the answer? Okay, so he says, Hu most of love, Hu mafarik la. Again, you don't have to define that. But it is interesting, the fact that the Gemara says that. I think I was telling some of the guys before. In other words, what that means is that, like, he caught himself. As he asked the question, he immediately caught himself. Now, you can say a lot of things about this, but I would surmise is that this is one of the situations where he found, like, his Havmina was so incredibly powerful that it's, like, too good of a Havmina. It's, like, too good, right? So he caught himself. He's like, no, that can't be. There must be some, like, it's not a factual thing. It's just something in it that it's, like, too strong. So what's the answer? One word, kishin nitosru, right? What does that mean? Okay, so I did what? I brought my korban at the right time, so to speak. I brought it, well, the korban tamid shabbat arbaim is brought, let's say, at 7 p.m. We'll use that time, okay? I brought my korban tamid at 5 p.m. I did my shchita, I did my zrika. And then, unfortunately, because I had a terrible lunch, I had to use the facilities for a good hour, right? And, when I came out, what happened? It's 7:01. And therefore, I missed out on what? But I didn't. So what can I do? So the Gemara says, he's saying, you could be Maktir. You could be Maktir this. Why? Because they could have done the Haftara prior to 7 o'clock. I had the opportunity to at, whatever, 5:30, when I was done with the Korban part. Right? So, Shenitosru, it means that what was left over, right? It's like again, using the analogy used yesterday, it's like you're carrying that bag, the Korban bag, past the Tamid Shabbat Arbayim. Okay? So let me ask you, so I assume it's a chiddush. Did we not know that before? What's the Gemara? Okay, so what's the Gemara adding here? And this sounds like an astonishing idea. Does this make sense? Does everyone understand his answer factually?
Yeah.
Shut up. Does everyone understand his answer factually? I'm asking this for a reason. No, just let me finish, Weiss. I'll tell you why. Because when he says, the Pasuk says, Lo Yalin, so if I asked you, why would you be doing the Haktaras Evarim after the Korban Tamid Shabbat Arbayim on the Mizbeach, what would be the function of doing it in the context of this Pasuk?
We don't want
Notar. Right, we don't want to be over in the Esrav Lina. Right?
That's why you're doing it.
I'm just saying, the Pashas of the Pasuk is, Lo Yalin Chelev Chagiyat HaBoker. What's the problem? Right? I can't have Lina. Right? So what do I do? Haktara Sevarim at night. It's not just that you can do it. It makes sense to do it. Because by doing that, Alina, understand the Hamina. Hamina is easy, okay? So why by the mitzvah Hashlama? So if it means that, as we've been saying before, all acts of Korban, the sequence has to come to an end, right? You can't take the Mizbeach out of its cycle, etc., etc. There's that comes from what we were saying before in Mipi Svara, okay? What's the Chiddush here, okay? So what he's trying to say is like this. Let me give you an analogy, okay, and then come back to what you're saying. Rindy thought of this, but it's a cute analogy, okay? So imagine like you're in a store, okay, and like you're in Walmart, right? So you're in Walmart, okay? And what happens? They make the announcement that Walmart's closing. Okay, now what happens?
Good.
I'm already inside. I can buy whatever I want.
You're in line before it closes.
Say Walmart's
okay,
closed.
Even if you actually buy it at 8:05.
You didn't buy it. You just...
Boom!
Yeah, okay. Analogy like five times during a song.
Yeah. All right. In other words, that's the idea here, okay? It's a similar concept. In other words, I'm koveya this korban between the two zmanim that it's supposed to be. We'll call it, it's a good way to put it, the daytime korban, right? So now it's a daytime korban, so that's not going to undermine the status of the mizbeach, right?
It's just you're late on the daytime.
Exactly, you're late on the daytime thing. Again, it's like those people who still are finishing up their shopping, even though...
It doesn't mean they shopped after.
What interests me, what intrigued me, is this reaction he had to the question, okay? Because I want to maintain that he actually created a theoretical possibility, right, that would have undermined the entire sugya, okay? And that's why he catches himself. What is that theoretical possibility? It is tied to Lina, okay? And I'll tell you why.
Wait, because now we're jumping.
So when I say what he thought was, in other words, there's a connotation in the pasuk that challenges what we've been learning. And what's that connotation? It's like this. In other words, we said before, right? What's the function, right, of a Maisa Haktara? What's it there to do? What does it do vis-a-vis the Korban?
Hashlemus. The finishing.
Good. It brings about the culmination of the Korban. It finishes the Korban, okay? But it's also possible, right, and there are precedents in Halakha for this, it's also possible that there's another function for the Maisa Haktara. What else is the Haktara there to do?
Prevent Lina,
okay? So what he thought for one nanosecond is like this. Maybe the whole issue of Hashlama isn't really an issue at all. Because in other words, he's going to chuck it. Why? Because he would say is the only time there's an issue of Hashlama is where there's a situation of what I'm going to call a complete Maisa Haktara. Mina Haktara that has in the action itself both the culmination of a Korban and a prevention of Lina. But not every Korban has that. There are Korbanos where, give me an example of a Korban where Lina doesn't kick in immediately. So I'm just saying, that's what he thought for a second. You understand? That would undermine what we've been saying all along. Because what we were saying is, we thought Maisa Haktara in the context of being mashed on the Korban. But there could be another aspect to Haktara, that Haktara is also there to prevent Lina. Why do you got to burn the Emorim? To make sure that you don't violate the Isser of Lina, right?
Why does this uproot everything?
What? Because then all of a sudden now it turns out that there's of course I could do Haktara after the Tamash Rabbeinu Rabbayim to prevent Lina. That would undermine it. That's why I'm saying he caught himself and brought in this Kiddush. If you don't like it, it's fine. But I'm saying I think that's what the Gemara means when he says most of them farakla. I say like, if you notice in the Mishnah Torah in Tzvinu Musafim, the Rambam says in the Kosaras. Sorry, I took your Rambam. Okay, the Rambam says in the Kosaras, the mitzvah is what's the mitzvah to bring two kvasim every day as olas. That's the commandment. Now he says that in Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph in Tzvinu Musafim, he says mitzvah saseh lahakriv shnei kvasim olas b'chol yom, and what are these called? The tamidim. And then he says, Echa baboker v'echad bein arbayim. So it sounds like, what's the mitzvah?
To bring two every day.
Question?
One in the day, one in the
yeah, what's the question? And then the Rambam says, Ve'masai zman shchitasan. He says, in the morning, it's whatever. And da da da. And then he says, Gimel, Thomas bein arbayim, blah, 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 blah. And then he says, why you're ma'acharit. And then he says this. He says, Lefisha asur lahakriv korban klal kodam tamid shel shachar. Right? So now this is a very, well, what's odd about this formulation?
Why didn't he put that at the
beginning? Right. In other words, what's the address of the Isser? Right? In other words, he says there's a mitzvah of bringing these two olas every day. That's the mitzvah. He sticks in here that there's a prohibition, all right, to bring anything before the Tamashal Shachar and Tamashal Rabbayim. Now, we don't want to suggest that this is a... The first thing we have to answer is, well, not the first thing in order, but one thing we have to answer is the Rambam's formulation. It's a very funny formulation. He's got a mitzvah to bring two olos every day, and then later on he says, oh, you should also know you can't bring a korban before the morning one, and you can't bring one after the afternoon one, right? Well, I don't understand. Is that part of the mitzvah? Is that separate? If it's separate, then why is it not listed in the Kosaris, right? He does the same thing in the Sefer Mitzvahs, in Mitzvah Lamates. What does he say, Moshe? Read, Moshe. Get yourself ready for the Tosfos.
Oh boy. He says, "Hamitzvah halametes he shetsi vanu lahakiv b'mikdash shnei kvasim b'chol yom."
The Ilanik ran to meet him.
Yeah, Ilanik ran to meet him. Who amru yis alish naim layom olas samid kvar hisvar sidar hakravasam umasehem b'shinim yom.
No mention of before and after. No mention of ha'ola. No mention of what was the other one? Milavad. All those things he's been doing. What?
No. Well, look at the mission.
Doesn't. No, doesn't anything here either.
Not in the
psukim? Nope. Oh. Nope. Nice try. Okay. Damn. So the Ramban is upset about this. Oh. What does the Ramban say? Okay, so for those not familiar, tell us what the Ramban says. Mitzvah Yud Aleph.
Oh, Mitzvah Yud Aleph. Shenitztavinu lahakiv. Mitzvah Yud Aleph. Shenitztavinu lahakiv kol karbanos habaim binadava obachova bin shnei atamidim lo kodim tamid shel shachar lo achar tamid shel bin harbat.
Now, I don't say anything. Listen to his language, okay? It's a very interesting language. Moshe, what's the mitzvah according to the Ramban?
He says to bring your nedavos and chovos within the framework of the two tzmidim, but not before or after.
Okay, so what's interesting about that? Again, just think for a second. In other words, he's formulating it to say that the obligation is to ensure that your korbanos are brought here. Mm-hmm. And as a result of them being brought here, right? Because of being brought here, that means not before, not after. Okay? Okay. There's something interesting about how he's saying that. Keep going. Okay. That. Go on.
Who amri is Allah respects Arivov?
That's a lot of slach lanavinas right there. Go on. Good.
There's a lomar shemisha she sadar kohen hama areches kamro yis ale uvir ale hakohen 18 baboker baboker.
Translate.
So
when the kohen,
when the kohanim arrange the like the wood for the korbanos and you the kohen burns on it the word the
pile
wood every morning, so he should arrange on it the ola.
Yarach le'a ola yidua. Keep going.
Ola yidua. What's how you do it? She fine. He ola saboker. Ola yaktir v'yashlim kol karbanos. So it's known that this is the ola of the morning, and then on it you do a ketara and hashlama of all the karbanos.
So lo al tamid habab erev.
Al tamid habab erev. Not on the tamid that comes at evening. Fine. V'zohi mitzvah today, and it's a positive commandment.
One mitzvah, right? What's the mitzvah at this point?
Bring your
kavanah
in between
order.
The two.
Say okay, come on. You know what I'm trying. You know what I want you to say.
It's not to bring everything.
Thank you. The mitzvah is to be to bring your kavanahs in between the two.
Yeah, and not before, not after.
Okay. Go on.
Yeah. And he says.
Ugmar psachim.
Ugmar psachim. In the chadavar shekolim tamishal shachar elak toras. So the only thing he had before the tamid is a toras. In the chadavar shem is akiv achar tamid. And those are the only things you have done after the time of afternoon.
That's for the lesson.
Yeah. Fine.
So you can skip a lot because it's quoting the Gemara. Then get to the Vihei Lamanu. Get to the second to last line. Vihei Lamanu. Again, there's a mitzvah. There's one mitzvah. Kolomar. That's very funny, right? Why, Kava, why'd you laugh?
He's saying it's a mitzvah not to go over the lav.
Right. Yeah. It's a very, reverse. Very, very funny formulation. Yeah. Now, as I mentioned to Feder when he was preparing, there's another subtle question you could pick up on here, right? It's subtle. I believe, you could disagree, I believe it would have helped to find the Ramban. If I read the Gemara, okay, when I was going through the sugya, what I thought was I would hold that there is a one halacha of not bringing any korban before the tamid shel shachar, and a separate halacha of not bringing the anything after the tamid shel ben arba'im. Right? There's one second. There's ha'ola, right? And then there's v'ktir le'acha ve'ashlamim. That sounds like two separate concepts, right? So I'm just saying I would have thought, in my opinion, I would have thought they're two separate. Whatever you want to call it, mitzvos, yisurim, I don't care what you want to call them. The Ramban comes along, now it's going to go in order now. The Ramban comes along and says, no, there's one mitzvos aseh, which is some bizarre formulation, right? And then the Rambam comes along and says what? There's no mitzvos aseh.
Or los aseh.
Right?
But it's still
aseh. It is. What's wrong, Abigail?
It's not a mitzvah.
Good. If you want to say according to the Ram, the step you took is the right first step to take. The Ram obviously holds as part of the mitzvah, but you got to say more than that, right? It's not just enough to say that. So, what have we been saying all along? Well, if you want to say, and you want to say, that part of the identity of what a tamid is, right, is what? Part of its identity is? No, it's what? No, we know it's korbanos. No. I wouldn't even call bookmarks. What I would say is, insofar as the sequence is concerned, right?
Creates it.
No. They are what? They are part of the sequence. So if you're telling me that Korban Tamid of morning is 1 and Korban Tamid of Arbaim, make them numbers, 10, right? So then there's no need to ever have a separate mitzvah because that's what a Tamid is. The Tamid is the first and of the Ashachar and the other one's last. That's part of what they actually are.
Oh, but we had the other idea. Right?
But the other... No, 1 second. The other way...
It's a separate book.
The Gemara had both possibilities. The other way of learning... 1 second. Could be. One second. Look at what the Ramban is saying, though. Let's just understand the Ramban. What's the Ramban saying? The Ramban is saying what? The Ramban is saying what you're saying. The Ramban is saying, no. The Ramban is saying that, one second, we know there's a... These are regular korbanos, just like any other korban. The korban musaf, korban this, korban that. There's a schiv to bring these two korbanos every day. But what are they doing? But this is what's interesting according to the Ramban. The Ramban doesn't like the Rambam because the Ramban is saying is that all the mitzvah can tell me on its own is that I have to bring these two korbanos, right? But he's giving something to the Tamid. This idea that we said before, if they sit outside the sequence, like you're saying they're bookmarks, that means the Ramban goes further than saying they're bookmarks. What is he saying? How do you unite the idea of bookmarks?
They are the books.
They have a function. This is what's interesting about these korbanos called the Ramban. It's a very novel idea. He's saying, in other words, normally speaking, I have to bring this korban, this korban, this korban, right? I got to bring these two korbanos. But it turns out the Torah comes along and there's another idea these korbanos have. They have a function, right? What's their function? To koveya the zman of bringing korbanos. That's their function. That's why he has to have it as one mitzvah.
That's not what a bookmark means.
No, one second. So you would have thought, good. So you would have thought what? You would have thought if the taminim are individual chiyuvim, so then what would I do? I would assess each one. And say what? I can assess each one and then determine what things like... Be. Exactly. But that's not what the Ramban is saying. What is he saying? If you look at the function of the Tamidim, which is what's their function? To produce a Zman of Korbanos. That's why he has that as one mitzvah. That's why he has one. That's how he reads the Gemara. But that's different than the Rambam. See, the Rambam's saying that, I think this goes back to the Chakira we were struggling with before, that Tosos, I think it was in Tosos, went back and forth with, which is that, how do you look at the relationship of the Tamid to the sequence? So if the Taminim are actually part of the sequence, meaning part of their identity is to be first and last, so you never have a separate mitzvah. It's absurd. That's why it's not, in order, the Rambam doesn't have to escape the Rabban's question. He's coming from a different premise. He's saying, no, the Taminim, they're part of the sequence. But if you look at them as bookmarks, the Rambam's going further. He's saying, not just that they're bookmarks, but what do the bookmarks do? I don't have to have bookmarks create as mine. I can say, okay, one is telling me you start and one is telling me you finish. But he's saying it's the race. They create the race. You understand? That's the idea. Look at the Mishnah on Chav Chas Amud Aleph. Just want to do the Mishnah, okay? The Mishnah says, get ready, you guys. So the next few days before I leave, I'm telling you this is going to be mucho hard. Then we go to Aroma. Go. Amar Lahem Mamuna. Okay, who's the Mamuna? Good. Okay, it's Yom Kippur, right? The Skan Kohen Gadol. Who is he? Number two. He says to the Kohen, he says to them. What does he say? Suru! Go where, by the way? Rashi. Go to the roof. Okay, go.
What do you say?
Humpty Dumpty. Go to the roof, okay? No, okay. Imigia Zman Shkita. Okay, so what do they ask?
If it's time of Shkita, if it's...
Rashi?
Zman Shkita, Shkita Zat Hamid, Klomar Im Teir HaMizra, Shashkita Psula Balayla.
Okay.
So if the east shone...
Like, stop it. It's dawn, light. Okay, we look out to the east, and what happened? What does have to be the east? We see the sun is... It's starting to rise. I don't care the exact time, okay? Yeah. Dawn. Because I can't do what? I can't shecht.
At night.
Okay. Good. Right? Everyone, right? We can't shecht the Tamid Shel Shachar at night.
Right.
Okay. So keep going. Imigia.
Barakai.
Barakai, right? What's Barakai?
Oh, that's
Rashi.
Lashon Sohar. Lashon of like light.
Right, meaning Heir Barakim. So what happened? Light, great. Okay. Okay, it's good. So that's the word to use. Okay, good. Excellent. So what happens? They send a guy up to the wall. He says, it is, the light is starting to come up in the sky. Right? Yeah. Reports in. Good, keep going.
Fine. Masav and Shmuel Omer, Heir Pnei Kol HaMizrach, Ad Shebachevron.
Fine. Okay, fine. We don't care about that. Now keep going. Okay, Behu Omer.
Behu Omer, Hain, Lama Husruchu Lekach.
Okay, one second. But why do they need the guy to go up to the roof and see if it's Heir Mizrach? I'll tell you why. Keep going. Okay, slow. Kiddush HaChodesh, by the way. One time, what happened? So one time, what's Allah Me'or HaLevana? Rashi.
Light of the moon.
Right. Samach Tor HaLevana, Samach HaShachris. Yet an interesting astronomical phenomenon, which can happen, right? As you'll soon see. You know what can happen? The moon... in a sense, can rise close to
morning,
to dawn. So what you're going to make a... Well, I shouldn't say that. In other words, let's say make up a number. It's an hour before dawn, right? But remember, they don't have clocks, right? So what happens? They go outside, and they see this like bright moon, right? Like, oh my God, what's happening? Daytime. Go on. They thought, right. Oh, they thought the sun's coming up, right? The shachadu was the tamid. That's the tamid. So what did they do? So they shechted the tamid, right? Incorrectly, right? Because it wasn't time yet. right?
Yeah.
To put it in our terms, it was 5 a.m., right? That's when they saw the moon come up. When really you have to wait till 6 a.m., when the sun comes up. Okay. And then what do they do with it? No, what does that mean? Come on, what's the basis reifa? Right. That's basically called disposal, okay? We messed up the korban, so what do? We get rid of it. Okay, we got rid of it. Okay. Okay. So, one second. Does anything sound strange about this? Why are they thinking of the basis reifa?
Because it's puzzle.
Because they brought it before the time of Shabbat.
Okay, one second. Slow. Okay, good. So they took this animal. Be quiet. They took this animal, and what do? They thought to themselves, okay, well, we think this is it's time to bring the Tamid Shel Shachar. They shecht it, okay?
And right away they must.
But then they find out, the guy comes running, oh, I was wrong, it's the moon, right? It wasn't what I thought, okay? Okay, so what do they do now? So this isn't, I'm gonna say this carefully, this isn't the Tamid Shel Shachar anymore, it's pasul, right? So what do they do with it? They chuck it. So, okay, so if I asked you, by saying the Mishnah, what's the psul here? You would say the psul is that what did I do?
It's a
possibility. No! Come on, don't! What?
Before the Talmud Shel Boker. They brought
it. You guys are so crafty. Thank you. Okay.
I wasn't sure
what
you wanted.
That's what I want. In other words, what you would think, Pashas from the Mishnah, as the Gemara is going to say, and we'll do tomorrow, Pashas is that, no, what's the problem? You can't check this at night. That's not the problem.
It was before the Talmud.
Well, not quite. Let's be careful. Well, okay, that's the other question. Or is it a problem of, what do you mean? I can't do anything after
before the... After. Yeah, is it a din in Arab or a din in not
in? In other words, it sounds like based on the Mishnah, this is a psul belaila, as Tosfos is going to ask. Well, that's what Tosfos will ask from the Gemara. But that's not the... It should be the issue. It should be it's after the Talmud Shel Arbayim.